There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. This portion brought to you in part by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com, the only holster I carry, simply because I can carry any one holster. I don't know how many ways. I currently employ five different ways to carry the holsters that I own by them. And I'm not using them all. I'm not even scratching the surface. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. Yesterday in the chat room, they were talking about wanting to know about kitting up. And by kitting up, they're talking about chest rigs, plate carriers, that kind of thing. When I was in the Army in the 80s, we did not have plate carriers. We didn't have chest rigs. We had what was referred to as an LBE, load-bearing equipment. It was suspenders, a belt. A very old type belt, the old pistol belt that the MPs wore. And on that we could carry grenades, we could carry ammunition, we could carry water, we could carry a sidearm, and we could carry what they called our aid kit, which was one single solitary dressing. One pressure bandage. And that has evolved quite a great deal. With what I've seen that they issue in the military, the actual issue, and this may have evolved since then, consisted of an armor type that they called an IOTV that wrapped around you and then Velcroed in the front, and then they had the load-bearing equipment that draped over it. And I guess that they did that way in order to have it in a uniform manner. Having the load-bearing equipment set up that way. Because of how little real estate was on the load-bearing equipment, it can only be arranged so many different ways. So that's, you know, that's, I'm not privy to their thinking. I don't know why they set that up. But it has evolved. People do get away from that, even in the military. I think that with a kit that you're going to run, there are some fundamentals that have to be involved in the kit. It has to be able to carry ammunition, of course, and it needs to carry, if you're going to carry two weapons, you need to carry both kinds of ammunition on it. I think it needs to fit properly or be adjustable, and I think it needs to, you definitely need to have a blowout kit on it, a aid bag, IFAC, whatever you want to call it, a Dark Angel kit. And then you can get into things like water and all these other things that you may want to carry. Whenever I see video, like at Funker Tactical on YouTube, they're carrying backpacks and everything, but when they open the backpack, it's just full of ammo. Because of all the things that you need in a firefight situation, ammo is going to be running number one. Number one is going to be ammo. So with that in mind, there's three pieces of stuff I currently use right now. Two of them I'm going to keep. One of them is up in the air. One of them is up in the air. Now, in the ISIS welcome wagon bag, I have a very lightweight. For those of you that aren't watching on the feed, this is completely lost on you. I have something called the Blue Force Gear Bear Essentials Kit. It holds four AR-15 magazines, two pistol magazines, and a aid kit, a IFAC, individual first aid kit. Very lightweight, it folds into just about nothing. It doesn't take up a whole lot of space. That's why it's in the bag I carry. This will be one of the things that stays. It also has additional loops that I can put things in if I have to on the top. It has a pouch in the middle. The hallmark of Blue Force gear is their stuff is very, very lightweight. And since I never trained with any of this stuff when I was in the military, younger, now that I'm older, I'm not looking to carry a bunch of stuff around with me. That is my quick down and dirty rig go-to that I carry with me everywhere I go at this point, just simply because of the bag that I have. That has no armor in it. It is simply a means of carrying stuff. The next piece is made by an Israeli company called Agilite. This is called the High Vest. The Agilite High Vest can carry 6 magazines of primary weapon, a blowout kit, maps. It has an integrated sling built into it to where you can hang your weapon off of the vest and it's suspended by that instead of by the sling. It has a matching Velcroed and strapped-on backpack that you can add stuff to, and it has room for a hydration bladder. There's no armor in it, although it can drape over armor if you want to run slick. I have this because this is a really good piece of kit. It's indestructible. It is heavier than the Blue Force gear, but it is the way it's designed and the way it's adjustable and all the stuff in it, there was a lot of thought that went into this. You can find that at Agilite, Agilite.com, or search Agilite High Vest. That's sort of a pricey one. That setup without armor is tickling $500. $500 with no armor. But that is probably the thing I run out the door with. That also stays. That's never going to change. Plate carrier, that's where I'm not exactly sure of what I want or what works because I've never run a plate carrier. The plate carrier I currently have is an HSGI Wasatch. Now, for reasons I'm not going to go into, I'm never going to own another piece of HSGI equipment. Not because it's no good. A little more personal than that. Outstanding equipment, though. This is running 2 AR-500 level 4 plates in it. I've only got 6 magazines in it, but it will carry 14. And the problem with this, I don't have any hydration bladder on it. One time I loaded this thing up with 14 magazines, 3 pistol magazines, and a bag, a utility pouch, and a 100 liter water bladder on the back of it, filled everything up, put it on, and if I bent over 2 inches front or back, I was toppling over like a weevil. You can carry too much. As far as this kind of a kit, there's some things that this kind of kit is not missing, like most of your armor carriers nowadays have padding on the inside. This doesn't have it. The bags that hold the... I do like the bags that hold the plates because they don't... It actually has a separate inside pouch for the hard plate and a separate inside pouch for the soft black backer that you might put in it. It's a good piece of kit. I don't not recommend people buy them. I'm just not going to because of other reasons that we don't need to go into here. But this is what I'm running right now. This piece of kit is up in the air. This is up in the air. I'm going to be looking at some other stuff here shortly, and I don't know what I'm going to settle on. I don't have a tactical nylon purveyor, so I don't have to be loyal to anybody. That's just what I'm using. Now, that does work. It will work fine. But that's just what works for me. Look at other stuff. Check it yourself. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. I'll be having Robin back on the show maybe maybe we'll find out about some of the newer stuff they got coming out, because he won't tell me. Check them out. And with regards to that, all the gear I was just talking about with the HSGI Wasatch, you can't drag that behind a car and tear it up. It's going to last forever. I want to emphasize that the gear is superb. Some of the innovations they've come out with at HSGI in the past have been great. I'm just not going to have any more of it. That's not to say that you shouldn't, because it's good stuff. Okay, is that for me there? Yeah, it is. Let's go to the phones. Don in Austin. Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
Hey, Phil. Don.
And, okay.
Just about like what I developed for a carry rig that I'm using is I start with a battle belt with an H harness, and then on the back of the H harness I have a bladder carrier that has all the webbing on the outside of it for attaching things to it. And this is my light rig, and I can carry, right now I'm carrying either pouches for either 4 to 8 30-round AK mags.
Okay.
And I carry a water bladder, 100-ounce water bladder on the inside of the bladder carrier. My blowout kit I've attached to the harness, to the suspenders. Where I have a tourniquet and a battle bandage, and a more extensive kit out behind. I also have carry shotgun ammunition, just my backup weapon, shotgun, that I carry with me in one of the shotgun slings.
The war belt or the battle belt, that's not something I talked about. Now, I have one, and I sent one out the other day, and that is, it's a reimagining, it seems to me, of what I carried when I was in the Army in the 80s, except you can carry so much more on it.
Yeah.
The one I'm running now, because I had one that was made by HSGI called the Sure Grip, which among those types of belts, that's the best deal out there, despite my dislike for them. $75, it's a belt that you can put around your waist, and the way it's designed, it's just not going to slip on you. You don't absolutely need suspenders with it. Mine that I'm using right now is a Blue Force Gear one, and it has suspenders with it. And I have thought about taking and getting rid of my chest rig, or just taking it out of the equation and running that battle belt as the thing I drop in my ISIS welcome wagon bag, just because they are so versatile.
Well, the thing I like about carrying the suspenders is it also sets up for me attaching the water bladder on the back, okay, and I can attach that, and I can even attach a small salt pack, those little salt packs.
Right, right.
And now, I'm not using the big tickets, I'm using Condor, and I find for the price point, you know, And the way I use it as often as I that that's not a bad option for me. Now, if I was going to be in Helmand Province in Afghanistan, I might look at something else, tell it to the Condor folks. But, you know, being something that I don't wear every day, and as long as you maintain it, and everything like that works fine. And you know, it's not going to break necessarily.
Well, I mean, a lot of Condor, I think, sometimes gets sort of a bad rap. If you look at most of these armor companies that sell AR-500 plates, and they have the AR-500 plate carrier option that you can buy, they're using Condor plate carriers.
Yeah.
And, you know, dropping the AR-500 plate wears more on the plate carrier than, say, a ceramic plate because of the weight. And I would hope that they've gone out and tested these things, running these plates in them, and that's why they're selling them that way, because it's a lower cost, less expensive alternative to getting out there and maybe looking at something by Eagle Industries or London Bridge Trading or, you know, any of those guys. So
now, for I don't have a plate still. I have an actual vest from my old days of work at the level 3A. This well, granted, if I come against rifle fire, I'm screwed. you know, but now that the plate got more affordable, you know, I'm saving some coins to move toward a plate and actually start plate.
There's some players out there on plates that are making lighter weight plates, and I'm going to try to get to come on the show to talk about their stuff, simply because one of the reasons I don't like a plate carrier is because I'm running AR-500 plates. And the plates themselves, I'm not they offer a greater degree of protection than what you're describing, but gosh, they're heavy.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, running around it, and I've run around in the thing. It's hard to move in that, and I would hate to have to do a rush and then land on my knees and then come into a prone position wearing this thing. I haven't tried it. I don't intend to.
With me having some back and shoulder issues, I just can't carry the weight like I used to.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, we're coming up on the next break. If you want to hold on, I'd like to finish this conversation because everybody's been wanting to talk about this, and we'll continue on if you can hang on.
Sure.
Go ahead. Here, let me, let's do this. This kind of stuff, this kidding up like this is really going to be based on what works for you. Understand that. What works for me may not work for you. The stuff that I picked is comfortable and it works, with the exception of the plate carrier. So I'm looking for another alternative to that. I'm taking all advice. But we'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zisha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNLive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet, or visit GCNLive.com for instant access and live stream at GCNLive.com. The future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com. Only holster I run, and I run them a bunch of different ways. I'm gonna talk about those one day. Next time I have Robin on, we're going to talk about those. On the phone with John and Austin, we're talking about kidding up and everything, and, you know, there's as many ways to kid up as there are as many as people, really. What works for John and what works for Dan and what works for Jimmy and everybody else, may not work for me. So, before we went to break, what were you talking about, John?
About, like, the weight issues and... you know, carrying less weight now, I have to be real judicious on A, the equipment I pick to carry, but then how I'm going to distribute the load across my body so that I get the maximum beneficial effect of carrying it without stressing any particular, like stressing the problem area. You know, like
right.
On my left shoulder, for example, I've taped in double an extra shoulder pad in there so that it cushions it a little bit more.
Well, you're shooting AKs, though.
Yeah, I'm shooting an AK, and I also have a shotgun that I sometimes carry that I have a scabbard for, that I can attach to the back of my rig and have it slung across my back where I can reach across and pull it out. And then I have a shell carrier, two types, I have one that carries about 12 shells real easily, and then I have another one that carries about 25 shells. And
that's something I'm having to struggle with right now. I want to run. I want to get out and train with the Fulton Armory, which I'm about, and next week I'll be talking about Fulton Armory very heavily. But I'm about to want to start running and gunning with the Fulton Armory M14 EVR that I got from them. And there's going to be a couple things I have to face. One, the magazines are smaller, so I'm going to have to carry a few. And the ammunition is heavier. The weapon is about 4 pounds heavier than what I normally run. And, now, one thing I have found out is I can still run the Agilite High Vest that I was talking about just because of the way the pouches are designed, and I can still carry six. So that'll work. I won't be able to suspend. The High Vest has a built-in single-point sling. I won't be able to run that with it because I'm going to have to use the sling that came with the gun, which was an ingenious design, and I'll be talking about that too later. Maybe that's going to be something I do a YouTube video on. But I'm wanting to run something a little bit heavier because I can carry a heavier weapon. And I'm not so sure that I'm only getting older every time the day goes around. This gun I can actually set up somewhere and, you know, put up a Barca lounger and have a beer cooler and, you know, snipe if it comes down to it with this particular weapon. So my kit continues to evolve, with the evolution also comes all the changes that come with the things you're talking about, like weight distribution and everything else. I don't really think there's one answer that's going to fit everybody. What about you?
No, I think, but now what's so great is this, the way the Molly is set up is that you can customize these rigs so well now. And it's just up to you and your ingenuity about how you customize your rig. Like, you know, when I get the Dragon off pack, that's going to change my whole ammunition because it's only 10-round mag, and it's a little bit bigger ammunition than the AK, the cartridges. But you know, I'm going to be carrying, you know, those. But I'm going to have to carry loose ammunition or box ammunition because the bag for the Dragon offer $50 a pop, and I can't go out and buy 10 of those, you know.
yeah that's
nor want to. I mean, you know, I've got four, and I don't think my wife can hear me when I said that, but anyway,
I'll just say that you said you wished you had more.
More. That's what I said. Wish I had more.
There.
Like I had four. And then how am I going to do it? You know, like I always pronounce it bad, the Eberstock packs that have the gun carrier.
Yes.
And
yes, that's actually, if you're going to carry if your big weapon is going to be what you're carrying out front, that's really about the only way you can go with that that particular pack.
Well, I'm actually putting some Southern engineering on using a gun bag, a drag bag, and rigging it up so I can carry it on my back, obviously, but also attaching it to the battle belt with maybe a small assault pack.
Yeah, there's no ingenuity will take people all kinds of places. I've seen people with a AR strapped to the side of their backpack and it works. And there's some backpacks out there, like the Ares Armor makes a series of backpacks that actually has an integrated magazine carrying apparatus on the top of the backpack.
Yeah, I like those. Those are pretty cool looking.
So if you're going to carry, if you're going to wear like a vest with your primary ammo, which in my case would be the M14 magazines on the front, I can still carry a setup on the back with the backpack carrying ammo and the weapon.
You know. Now, the other thing I did, Bill, and this is really bad, I took a deer cart, okay, and I modified it by putting some floorboards and backboards on it, and I rigged it up that I with some packs and fence, and I can carry gear on this deer cart. It's not practical for a lot of applications, but if you're just moving to go set up somewhere, I can carry, I can put that, gear cart's rigged up so I can put it behind a bicycle or a little ATV.
Right.
And tow all this gear out to where I need to go. And then sort of base camp it, you know.
I haven't gotten to that level of ingenuity just yet, but I am working on it. I am working on it. But I think you perfectly illustrate the point that you can, the only limits to what you can do are based upon what you can imagine and actually make something solid out of it and make it work. But I'm about to run out of time. I appreciate the call.
All right. Have a good one, Bill.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, the whole kitting up thing is really going to be based upon what works for you. Now, I haven't gotten to the other fundamentals beside the kit, because running around has evolved since the 80s, and it's much better if you're going to do that. And I want to talk about some of that before we before the show is over with. The only thing about this stuff, having this gear, is if you're going to have it and you're actually going to intend to employ it if things get bad, then you actually need to go out and train with it. Now, I've trained with the high vest, and that's why it's never going away. And that's probably what I'm leaning on. So, but anyway, we'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now, online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Last time on the firing line. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This whole hour has been devoted to kit, and we're going to continue on with that. In addition to all this tactical nylon stuff that you may be wearing, clothing and all sorts of ancillary things come into play. I don't own things like a bump helmet, for example. I may get one later, but I don't own one. My go-to thing is going to be is going to be a ball cap, which has been my toupee for the last 20 years. And whatever ball cap I'm wearing at the time will suffice. When I was stationed in Europe, we used to have wool gloves with a leather shell to cover them, and that was the combat glove, if you will. We also had mittens for extreme cold weather with a trigger finger cutout for your trigger finger. The problem is that back then, the larger trigger guard for our primary weapon, the M16, had not come about yet. It was still just the straight across. Using gloves then was a problem because gloves are bulky, add bulk to your finger when you're sticking it in the trigger guard. You have more of a tendency if you're not on this. This is why all military guns have a safety, because while you're getting into that firing position, you're supposed to be on safe because of all the things that can happen. Now, the gloves I use now, I use two different kinds from Oakley, and the ones I've got out. Now, these are the lesser-priced ones. I'm holding them up. They're very small. They're very low profile. I buy the size below what I would wear because I want them to fit my hand like skin, because I don't like extra stuff on my fingertips. I want to have that tactile feel if I can. The reason I use Oakley is whatever they're putting in the palm. Now, I've got another pair of the Oakley ones with the big knuckles on them. I was wearing those one time when I was filming a video with Such, and a weapon started to fall after we'd been firing it for a bit, and the barrel was hot, and I grabbed it by the barrel with the gloves on. And the gloves, the palm of the glove has a seared barrel mark on it, but I never felt the heat. And that's why I use Oakley. My understanding is with Oakley that in extreme combat conditions, that sometimes they have a tendency to start to come apart. And they can get a bit pricey, although I've seen gloves going for all manner of prices. They come in all manner of things. I try to go with the lightest weight ones that I can wear the tightest on my hands. But I like the advent of the combat glove. That's a good evolution. The shemagh. Everybody's seen the shemagh. That's something that came out of the sandbox. I like the shemagh because, and I carry one. I've got a bag I'm going to show in just a minute, but I carry one in that bag because if you're going to wear a sling, most of the time slings seem to chafe on your neck unless you have some sort of a collar. The shemagh fills out that need of, takes care of that part where you may not have a collar. I did a class one time, a defensive pistol class, and I didn't take a shemagh that day, and it was 106 degrees. And everybody that was wearing a shemagh took that shemagh, wet it down with cold water, draped that over their head. They didn't fall out. I fell out. I carry the shemagh everywhere I go. The other thing that I think is a glorious development in kitting up are knee pads and elbow pads. When I was in the service taking basic, they would teach us the rush, and the ground, you know, after thousands of trainees had been through the through Jackson, it was pretty hard. So the rush is essentially running at breakneck speed, coming down on your knees and slamming the buttstock of the weapon down to arrest your fall to the ground, and landing festively in the prone firing position. And, gosh, it would have been nice to have knee pads back, and elbow pads, because you're coming down on knees and elbows. And that's the thing about training for a combat-type situation. This is why all of these innovations I keep talking about, like sheath underwear. Anything I can do to prevent a irritation, an injury, an ailment or something, I employ it now, because everything has evolved to this degree to where it is, you know, I can rest assured of this. It is probably more comfortable, if we can use that word, to train for combat now than it was in the 80s. If I may use that phrase, comfortable. All of this stuff, the footwear, the boots that I'm using right now are Under Armour. Valsets, I believe, is the model of it. And it's essentially it feels like a training tennis shoe, like a high-top tennis shoe. But it has all the attributes of a good modern boot. It's got a nice thick sole. It's going to protect you while you walk. It's got the ankle support. It's got everything else you need. Nowadays, when somebody gears up and kits up, my ultimate kit up would be the battle belt, which I have got set and adjusted to the exact length coming down my body to where it hangs just below the Agilite high vest. Wearing that, you know, shirts, pants, that kind of thing, I don't, you know, there's a lot of people that talk about combat shirts. Those are okay. I have quite a few of them. I've trained with quite a few of them. In South Carolina, they're not very comfortable in the summer, I'll put it that way. I've been trying to figure out ways to chop the sleeves off of one and get it sewn right so that I can have a short sleeve one and work with that without sacrificing any of the other things that I would lose with the sleeve. And I may do that, but a combat shirt is not a bad thing. It's actually a pretty good thing. Moisture wicking on the body. If you're wearing a vest, if you're wearing armor, you don't want a bunch of stuff on it. One of the reasons the combat shirt came out is because on the tops of the military top, the ACU, the BDU, that you got pockets. But when you're wearing a vest, if you're wearing a plate carrier, whatever you're wearing, you can't get to those pockets, so you don't need those pockets no more. And with the heavier material, you tend to sweat more. So the innovations they've come up with they're great. I wish I was 20 years young. Well, no, maybe 25 years younger. Yeah, because I'd be running this stuff. One of the other things I carry whenever I go, and this one is set up right now for the EBR, is this. This is called a Hawks Pack. This is basically a go bag. The lid has a map carrier built into it as I knock the mic around. The outside of the bag has three magazine pouches, which I have M14 magazines in there with Magpul ends on them to make it easier to pull them out because it wasn't designed for that, but it does work. On the inside, I have a blowout kit. It has a pistol holster integrated within it. And here's my other pair of gloves, my other Oakleys with the big knuckles. I can also carry the sling to the weapon and magazines for the pistol that I would probably be carrying, which would be this one is set up for a Glock 9mm. And I have a happy stick. And a flashlight and some other stuff, first aid kit. No water. I thought about making that the water pouch and just putting a Dark Angel kit on the inside. That's a Dark Angel kit on the inside right there with the taken out of the carrier. And I thought about weaving that on there and putting it out there. There's all manner of things you can do, though, to be prepared. And that's the primary thing. This is why do you do this? Why do you carry this kind of stuff? Why do you train with it to be prepared? And there's as many ways to do it now as there's more ways now than there's ever been. Quite simply. And there's more gear to do it with. And there's no right or wrong answer. There is no right or wrong answer. It's all going to come down to what works for you. When I see somebody with a kit on that I've never seen before, I may walk up on them and I may talk to them about it, but it may not work for me. Dan, this is a Hawks bag. H-A-W-K-E-S bag. Hawks bag, one word. I don't remember which model this one is. It comes also with a... The thing about this is if I have to yank this out of the car, it has a strap. I can put it across my shoulders. It'll be on my side. I got my primary weapon, which was this one is set up for the EBR. That comes out. This comes out. I'm running. But just remember, there's no wrong answer. It's what works for you. That's it for us this week. We will rejoin again and do this all over again on Monday. Between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Friday, this has been Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.